Helen, thanks very much indeed. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday the 18th of September. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low Hebrides, 983, moving steadily northeast and losing its identity by midnight tonight. New low expected 100 miles west of Rockall, 992, by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Tierra, south at Tierra. Southwesterly, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time in Viking, veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. West or southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Cromarty, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southwest, 5 to 7, showers, good. Humber, Thames, Dover. Southwest, 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest, 4 to 6, backing south, 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Biscay, southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5 in north, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest, 5 to 7, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, cyclonic, becoming southwest, 5 to 7, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, cyclonic, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later in far northwest. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, southwest, 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, northeasterly, 7 or gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, then increasing 7 or gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later in south. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, cyclonic, 7 to severe gale 9, becoming north or northwest 4 to 6, veering east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, cyclonic, mainly northeasterly, 7 to severe gale 9, backing north 5 to 7. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 18th of September. Tyree automatic, southwest by west, 6, rain, 4 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south, 6, slight rain, 3 miles, 992, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest, 4, mist, 8 miles, 996, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by west, 5, 14 miles, 1003, now falling. Bridlington, southwest, 3, 1011, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 6, 5 miles, 1018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 5, 2 miles, 1020. Jersey, southwest, 3, recent drizzle, 11 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 5, 2 miles, 1019. Scilly Automatic, southwest by south, 5, mist, 3 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast by south, 2, 8 miles, 1011, falling. Ronald's Way, southwest, 4, 8 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest by west, 7, 7 miles, 1005, now falling. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 18th of September. The general situation, a deep Atlantic low to the northwest of Scotland will bring gales or severe gales at first to the northwest before moving away northeastwards this afternoon. Northwestern areas will see squally showers at first, while rain or drizzle will move northwards from the south throughout the day. A second, shallower low then approaches the northwest of Scotland on Friday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, mainly in north, veering westerly 5 to 7, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then becoming southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then becoming south 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest 4 to 6, backing south 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, mainly in south. Occasional rain or drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first in east, backing southerly 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing southerly 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in far west. Occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southwesterly, backing southerly later, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times in west. Occasional rain or drizzle, becoming mainly fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times. Fair, then occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, west or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing south or southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain or drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southwesterly, backing southerly for a time, 4 to 6. Fair, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southwesterly, backing southerly for a time, 4 to 6. Fair, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, backing southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, then veering southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering west 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming east 4 or 5 later, then veering southwest 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, south or southwest, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming northwest 5 or 6, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:43. Time now for prayer for the day with the Reverend Catherine D'Souza.
Good morning. We're well into September now, and for many of us, that means settling back into the familiar rhythms of daily life. The summer often disrupts these routines. Longer days, holidays, and a slower pace give us a break from the usual demands. As a family with school-aged children, summer for us means no school runs, no lunch orders to remember, and no uniforms to wash. But once September arrives, it can take time to find our rhythm again. Habits that were second nature only weeks ago suddenly feel harder to pick back up. Most of us know the value of daily habits. They provide structure and often shape the way we experience each day. Whether it's that first cup of coffee in the morning, a short walk, or reading before bed, small routines can have a surprisingly big impact. One habit I try to keep no matter the season is the practice of gratitude. The Bible reminds us to give thanks in all circumstances. Gratitude isn't just something we feel in passing. It's a posture of the heart and a habit we can choose to cultivate. When we pause to thank God, we shift our focus from what we lack to what we have. Gratitude reframes our perspective, softens our hearts, and helps us to recognise God's presence in both the ordinary and the extraordinary. As the busyness of autumn sets in, having a daily habit of gratitude helps me to make sure I continue to thank God for his mercies, for his blessings, and even for the challenges that grow my faith. God, help us to keep an attitude of gratitude in every season. Teach us to be intentional about giving thanks so that our hearts stay soft and eyes stay open to your goodness. Amen.
The Reverend Catherine D'Souza. The Today programme is coming up at 6 o'clock. Nick Robertson and Justin Webb presenting this morning. Now, though, the time